a word for you from Psalm 101, verse 1. I will sing of your love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praise. Well, there are not many that can sing of God's love and justice, because in the thinking of our philosophy of this world, the two cannot go together. In the same way in Romans when it says, behold the anger and the love of God. Some translations, behold the wrath and the mercy of God. Very similar to what is written here. But in God's eyes, and if we think like him, it is a wonderful unity, not a contradiction. And we find that the love of God is something that is, we speak about, we love it, we welcome it. But when it speaks of the justice of God, it is something that seems to be so off-putting. How can a God of love also be a God of justice? Well, the cross is the perfect explanation. There it was that the very justice of God, his hatred of sin, his wrath against our wickedness was poured out upon his only begotten Son. That is the justice of God. And we read about it quite often in Romans. Go and have a look for yourself where it speaks there about God's justice at the cross and his love. And in the justice of God, we also see his love, because when he poured out his wrath on his only begotten Son at the cross, he was expressing his love towards you and me. It is also true, though, that if you don't run to his love, you will have to face his justice one day. Because although the wrath of God was poured out on the Son of God, if you don't hide yourself in him, you don't put your faith in him, departing from your sin, that which caused the anger of God at Calvary, then you must face his justice alone. What a lonely day that will be. You will have no advocate, for the advocate becomes your judge. Are you living in God's love, having welcomed his justice, which has been poured out upon Jesus Christ? Can you sing like David of God's love and his justice?